Welcome into the KSRO kitchen. I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash on this beautiful Saturday morning in Sonoma County. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I got an email late last night that excited me a lot, and I wanted to share it with our listeners right away because it's kind of great breaking food and wine news. It says, as many of you know, the last several years, the SRJC, Santa Rosa Junior College Wine Classic, was held at the Bertolini Center at the SRJC in February. And this was led by Christopher Silva every year from St. Francis Winery. And this year's event was canceled due to the heartbreaking combination of losing Chris and then the terrible fires. But the show must go on, and indeed it will. With the full support of SRJC President Dr. Chong, the college, and Sonoma County and industry farmers and growers, the renamed Christopher Silva SRJC Food and Wine Classic will be held Sunday, July the 8th. So it's moving up from January, February to July the 8th from 2 to 5 p.m. in a new location, the Berto Culinary Arts Center, which is right on Mendocino Avenue across from the college. And that's the home of the SRJC kitchens, the teaching facilities, the bakery, and the SRJC restaurant. So isn't that great news?
That's fantastic. And it's great that they're honoring Chris Silva.
So put that on your calendar now. July 8th.
So what about getting tickets for that? There's no info yet?
This is kind of just came last night at 9 o'clock. Okay. So it was just released, the information, and I'm sure there'll be lots of information on how people can help, and they're looking for volunteers. And I think it'll be a great relaunch of the event in the new place. And the Berto Center is so beautiful for folks that have not dined there, bought baked goods there, or taken classes. It's a great facility on Mendocino Avenue. So isn't that exciting?
It's very exciting.
More exciting news, we are very happy to be celebrating the one-year anniversary of a pretty great bakery.
Oh, sure. I thought you were going to talk about not that guy in the White House.
No. Well, some might be. Others might not be. Yeah. But I think everyone can agree that the people in the KSRO kitchen today are worth celebrating. Mm-hmm. Why don't you do the honors and introduce our guests?
Well, we're so lucky. These amazing... you weren't always a baker, were you?
No, I was an electrical engineer before changing careers.
I understand how those two things connect with each other.
Oh, definitely.
That voice belongs to Nassar. The other voice, Najin. Hello.
Yes.
The Salamati family is the owner of a beautiful bakery on Montgomery Drive, right across from Memorial Hospital, which just happens to be there. And the name of the bakery is...
Goget bread.
Say it again.
Goget bread.
Goget bread.
And what does Goget translate to?
It was a thinking society in late 1800s in Belgium and in Paris. They actually still exist. And they're called now goguetiers. They used to dance and sing and drink and be happy.
Mm. And that's why you chose the name, because it symbolizes all that you want to bring to your bakery.
That's right.
And I noticed you're wearing these striped shirts. What's the symbolism of these striped shirts?
We just loved marinière. We're in south of France, and we just figured that's what we usually wear, and why not wear it in a family bakery?
We were looking for uniforms, and this is a design that we liked, and we just picked the stripe like that.
It's worth going to the bakery just to see you you dressed in these, because they make you happy when you see them and see you.
Yes, so, and Nass's mom is a haute couturière, so she kind of designed all of his jacket, our hats, everything. So.
Well, not many bakeries have a couturier that designs uniforms for them, so that's very fortunate. So what was the actual date that you opened the bakery? Do you recall what day it was?
January 11th.
Then we're almost right on 1 year, which is just spectacular. What are your hours at the bakery?
So Wednesday through Saturday, 1:30 to 6 p.m. It doesn't mean that's the only times we work. That is the time we're open.
Wow, that's really bold to be able to open just a few days and be able to stay in business.
So you have to go a little deeper. How did you get to bread?
About 10 years ago, and I built a brick oven in the backyard and a pizza oven. It was intended to make pizza, just for family and friends. And And one day I picked up a book on bread making from Peter Reinhardt. And having the engineering background, I'm curious about reading specs and trying out different formulas and so on. And before you know it, I was deep into trying out different kind of breads with using Peter's formulas, and I stopped making any pizza in that oven. Mm-hmm. So that was really the beginning of it. And
what was the first bread you baked? Do you recall?
Oh, there was a bread that it was a baguette that was a slow fermentation in sort of ice water. Overnight, that it turned out that it was a baguette that Peter had tried in Paris, and it came out with very nice crust. It was very aromatic. That was my first try at bread, and it was a kind of a rustic shape. Back then, I didn't have much experience in shaping to make the perfect look of a baguette. So it was that was one of the first breads that we tried.
Just remarkable. And then from there you thought, oh, why don't we just open a business?
No, actually, it was, the journey was actually long. But so from there on, every time, literally for vacation or for work, and I always managed to find a bakery, whether it was Europe, in East Coast, Canada, or anywhere. I managed to find a bakery where I can spend a few days, sometimes a week or two even during vacation, and or take classes and so on, and just to expand the experience. And a few years later, we talked about, hey, would be something nice that later on in life we can switch to. And
were you nuts? Or
may I add something? That he said it would be a great retirement project. I remind him every time of that.
The two of you work so hard. It's like, where's the retirement?
You know, it's nice thing about it is that I spend the whole lifetime of in front of computers and you know, sitting down. This actually, physically, it's also very good. Most of the day you're standing up, and the work is physical. So I don't. So far, I'm not complaining.
So you describe your breads as long fermentation. Right. What does that mean?
So basically, we use for leavening, we use a levain or what's known in the Bay Area, sourdough, and we call it levain because. We try to we're known in the Bay Area for acidity of San Francisco sourdough, but our breads are less acid, and we keep it lower acidic to better accompany food and wine. So the role of our bread is really to bring out what's on the table, the cheese and the meat or the sauces and wine and so on. And the long fermentation is we allow using levain at least 16 to 18 hours of fermentation, using a small amount of levain to break down those more complex sugars that are in flour to make it more digestible.
And it makes it taste better. It does.
Absolutely.
Adds flavor. Yeah.
It is, exactly. Yeah. So there is a chain reaction of starches, sugars breaking down. And these are, you have it in every flour, but it's a matter of you know, allowing it to break down for the aromas and taste to come out. And that's one part of it. The second part of it, the acidity in levain after a certain amount of time, and the acidity level starts breaking down the gluten network. So that is why the ancient way of, or for, that mean making bread for centuries, they're more digestible. So less gluten for us, for our bodies to digest.
Did you have mentors here that were helpful in your learning about breads?
Absolutely. So I'm, you know, bread baking community is a small community. So I have good contacts with Mike Zakowski in Sonoma. He's a very well-known baker, and he represented the United States in the bread competitions across, and won in a couple of times in Paris. And Jed from Wildflower Bakery. So those are my really closest mentors here. but in U.S. And in France, I have a mentor that I keep in contact with in Haute-Savoie region in the Alps. And I would say most of the breads that I make, they're more like bread of that region, breads of the Alps, where they use a lot of rye and long fermentation as mm-hmm. well, and purely using levain, no commercial yeast.
Mike the Baker, you referenced. So
Mike the Baker, yes.
He, part of the Coupe du Monde de Boulangerie team exactly. that represented America in 2012, was it, when they went?
Exactly. Or,
and did you accompany the team?
Yes, I did. So basically, I went there, of course, to encourage our team. But as part of being a member of Guild of Bread Bakers Guild mm-hmm. of America, and I took the role of also bringing guild members for bakery Paris bakery tours. I speak French, and then they had organized. Some appointments with different bakers. So we met guild members at different locations throughout the day for, I think it was over 3 days. And we went really down in the basement of small Paris bakeries and asked questions. And the guild has both professional and serious home baker as members. And this was a great opportunity for everyone to see what is done, because there are no two bakeries that are doing the exact same thing. So there's always something new to be learned.
Lucky you spoke French.
That was helpful, yes, definitely.
So one of the things that you read occasionally, especially in France, is that some of the that it's becoming doing the kind of breads that you do is becoming kind of a lost art because of the desire to produce more and
right.
So, and is that true?
Do you find in some ways? And there is good news and bad, right? Part of that is because they are in France. They are less a younger graduate would get into baking. And due to various reasons, other job opportunity, bread losing popularity again, you know, a lot of, white flour bread mm-hmm. that it was used, and people are starting having issues with it and so on. Some of the mills started doing, they made pre-mixes where everything was in a bag. All they had to do to make it easy, because there was less people that were professional in-depth bakers. So basically open the bag, add the water, and just follow a few lines of recipe, you have a bread. And so from that perspective, lots of art. But in another angle of it is in France, there's a new movement of farmer bakers. So kids are getting an agriculture degree and growing their own crop, their own wheat. And then from there, they have a small bakery where they farm, they mill, and they bake in the small villages. And that is also bringing a new interest in bread. Of course, they are using the levain-based bread, natural fermentation, and people are rediscovering, oh, this bread, I can eat that bread and no digestion issues. Mm.
I want to ask both of you, what's your background in growing up with bread? The villages where you both grew up, did you have a history of eating bread with meals? What kind of flours, what type of grains were you exposed to?
Yes. So, of course, from the age of 13, we were both born in Iran, Persia. And from age of 13, I grew up in North America. But before that, definitely, a lot of breads at the more like whole grains, flat breads, very popular in Persia. But there are also some ancient grain like croissant that's used in that part of the world. But really, you get to know bread and more in depth, when you start educating, reading about it, and and start making it yourself, then you really appreciate it.
And what about you, Najin? Grew up with
you know, this? Growing up in France, it's interesting because we went back end of November back to Paris, and I went back to some of the bakeries I used to, as a kid, walk around and eat their baguettes. And now that we own a bakery, how different things taste or feel, because now you look at it very differently based on the taste I used to have. Like the chocolate bread that we have, I used to have it as a kid in Paris after school, but then I tasted it this time. I'm like, oh my God, it's so much sweeter than it was. So the ideas that we have of bread is so much different now than it is before. And interesting enough, a lot of people, especially of different regions of the world that come in, when they try the bread, they say, it reminds me of when I was a child. No matter where they're from, it could be from Eastern Europe, it could be from Germany, from France, Italy. You just hear this all the time. It brings them back to wherever they're coming from. It's just interesting relationship.
So is it one of the issues, sugar, you know, that certainly in America, and I know there have been a couple of really interesting studies done recently about the increase in the amount of sugar. It's some extraordinary amount of, and we've kind of hardwired ourselves for sweet flavors.
Absolutely. You know, when we moved here, every single bread we ate was sweet. Mm. It felt to us the sweetness. Unfortunately, I think this is the taste that most people have developed and they're used to. So trying to change and go back to that trend, being a nutritionist by profession, it's very interesting to see young children coming into the bakery. I don't know if you know, in all the boulangeries in France, when you're a kid, you walk in, they give you something. They usually, right? Usually something sweet. So we made a pact with ourselves that if we're going to give anything out, he's going to take the time, put petite baguette, their little baguettes, to give out to children. Mm. You should see their faces when they walk in that they want to see that petite baguette. And it's not sweet, so it's wonderful.
So you do this amazing chocolate bread, which is not sweet at all, but it's chocolate. Which is a different flavor.
It is. It's bread, cocoa butter, and dark chocolate. The face of customers when they walk in and you say there is no sugar, they shake their head at the same time as you. They're like, no sugar. No sugar, no egg, no dairy. Interesting enough, if you do add sugar, you can take it out. But they can always add, if they want to, sour cherry jam, anything they want on top of it.
That's a really good point.
So we're really, aside from the fact that we are, well, not 20 years old, but it's part of our mission to also educate and go back to what the old style living was, which wasn't so sugar laden.
We'll take a break at that point. Our guests are Nas and Najin Salamati. They are the owners of Go Get Bakery. It's spelled G-O-G-U-E-T-T-E. Am I correct in the spelling?
Oui, monsieur.
And it's in right across from Memorial Hospital on Montgomery Drive. Just think of it as Go Get Your Bread. Gee whiz. John Ash, Chef John Ash, and Steve Garner in the Chaos Ortal Kitchen this morning. We'll be right back after these
North
messages.
Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Proud members of the Dub Nation, Drs. J.T. Henley and John Mann welcome you to Henley Mann DDS in Rohnert Park, offering all aspects of dentistry for three generations of Sonoma County families.
Featuring the latest technology combined with extensive knowledge and state-of-the-art equipment. Need a second opinion? They've been in practice for more than 30 years. There's not much they haven't seen or done in dentistry. Are you nervous? No problem. They offer sedation dentistry.
Doctors Henley and Mann take care of the whole family, from kids to grandparents. Whatever you need, cosmetic dentistry to surgical extractions and implants, your dental situation will be diagnosed honestly and with integrity. You'll be offered fair fees for service with financing available.
With a special place in their hearts for veterans, having both served our country in the military, they invite you to look them up online at jthenleydds.com and johnmanndds.com.
The fires that tore through our community in October affected all of us. If your home or business was damaged by the recent wildfires, there is hope for a better future. I'm Noreen Evans, and I have joined a team of nationally respected attorneys and other professionals to work with local homeowners, business owners, and renters to find compensation for losses due to the recent fires. We have strong evidence that PG&E is responsible for much of the devastation. We'd like to help you understand your rights for recovery. Please join us at town hall meetings to learn your rights. Our next meetings are Thursday, January 18th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. and Saturday, January 20th from 9 to 11 a.m. at 70 Stony Point Road, Santa Rosa. For more details, visit pgelawsuit.com or call 707-237-2445. We are here to help you.
Gary Morrow of Morrow Archer & Associates, LLC, is the attorney responsible for the content of this commercial.
Hello, I'm Joyce DeFalla, the Assistant Minister at the Center for Spiritual Living, Santa Rosa. You may have heard our program, Spiritual Living with Edward Filyun, a half hour of practical spiritual inspiration at 8:30 on Sunday mornings. We'd also like to invite you to visit our book and gift store, Stepping Stones Books and Gifts, where you'll find a wide range of metaphysical and spiritual books, CDs, and DVDs, as well as many gift items for the spiritually inclined. Stepping Stones Books and Gifts is open Saturday through Wednesday. Please call for our hours, 707-546-4543. That's Stepping Stones Books and Gifts at the Center for Spiritual Living, 2075 Occidental Road. You can also visit Stepping Stones online at steppingstonesbooksandgifts.org. That's one word, steppingstonesbooksandgifts.org. And don't forget, Spiritual Living with Edward Filyun at 8:30 on Sunday mornings.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
No.
Okay, Najin, now sing along.
Non, je ne regrette rien. C'est payé. Balayé. Oublié. Je me fous du passé.
I wanted our guests to feel comfortable.
You know, I will tip people off who've never been to the bakery. When you go there, you're always playing music. It's in the back, and typically music like this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that specific song is when we're exhausted at night. We always say, je ne regrette rien. That means you never regret anything.
Identify the song for folks that may not know it.
That means you never regret anything you do. And interesting enough, everything we've done in our lives, it's almost as if we were meant to be doing this. That's why we play it.
And that's Edith Piaf. It was recorded in the 1950s or so. And it's a very popular song. Some people probably saw it a year or two ago for the first time, heard it with the Dove chocolate bar. Did you see this on television? Dove chocolate adopted this song as their 60-second commercial. Yeah. It's actually a very beautiful. You've never seen it?
No.
It's a beautiful commercial. It shows a young girl, a one-year-old child, and moving through the 60 seconds into an 80-year-old woman as she moves through her life with no regrets.
Aww.
It's a very beautiful commercial.
Eating chocolate, of course.
Eating chocolate, of course. Eating Dove chocolate. Yeah, but, of course, the song is the song by Edith Piaf. So you sing this. It's part of your bakery's soul.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. At night when we close, you can hear that song often around 6:30.
So would you talk a little bit more? You mentioned in the beginning that because of this long fermentation method and because of your nutritionist background, that the gluten is significantly reduced in this. Is it to the point where people can, who ordinarily couldn't eat bread that had gluten in it, can eat your bread?
You know, we have to be careful because we're not a gluten-free facility, of course, for patients who have celiac or individuals that suffer from that. But we've had, from what experience that we see, customers that come in that they say, I cannot eat bread. They eat a few slices. They come back of our bread. They say, oh, it didn't make me sick. So typically, because of the long fermentation and the levain-based, the sourdough, you tend to break the glutens down further, and it does not bother people as much. Of course, if you sit down and eat five loaves, it probably would bother you. at some point. And especially the ancient grains, which we also do the moulin.
So we have also once a week, for now at the beginning of this process, we are milling our own grain.
Is that new within the past few months?
It's kind of past, four months or so. It took a while to receive the mill that we wanted. It's a stone mill. So that goes through a very slow process of milling. And so for that line of bread, we are doing ancient grains. Last year, we used the Khorasan wheat. And this year, we are planning to work with einkorn and spelt. So those grains, they have, to begin with, they have less gluten. So there is a complete bread structure, a complete different kind of bread structure with those.
And you're saying Khorasan is K-H-O-R-A-S-A-N. That's a type of a grain.
Yes.
Exactly.
And
use kamut also? Is that one nut or not?
Kamut is originates from Khorasan, but it's a brand name. It's a trademark of Khorasan. So if you use Khorasan, you're calling it Khorasan. But if you use Kamut, you're allowed to call it Kamut.
I see.
So where do you get these grains?
So we buy our that's another part of us being encouraged, because for anything food related, you need just great ingredients. That's like a big part of it, and we are lucky to have central milling, and one of the greatest flour that's available in U.S. So we buy our flour from Central Milling, Petaluma. Mm-hmm.
Keith Giusteau and his unbelievable selection commitment to great flours and grains.
Exactly.
So where did you get your levain, your starter?
So the levain...
it's what, 23 years old now.
The levain right now is 23 years old, and it's the bakery with I worked in Haute-Savoie in the Alps. So on my way back, we dehydrated some, and also put some in the plastic and brought it over.
And may I add this, that my husband was so worried that when he flew from Geneva to U.S., he didn't want to fly to San Francisco because he was afraid maybe some strains are going to get somehow the San Francisco strain. So he flew from Geneva to Seattle to Santa Rosa, but his luggage ended up in Los Angeles by mistake. So we had to drive all the way down, and he was feeding it. Anyway, it's very interesting.
So this is, for those who know anything about sourdough, and so you have to feed it every day, talk to it. And
rock the baby.
Classical music. But basically, they are bacteria, and they're also yeast. Okay, like yeast that like you have in on grapes, you also have on the bran of your wheat. You have yeast that's in your sourdough, and so periodically you have to refresh or feed your sourdough, and the yeast they consume the sugar that's in your flour. And so we have a periodic feeding of sourdough to keep it active.
We need to take a break at that point. Najin and Nas Salamati from Go Get Bakery, it's spelled G-O-G-U-E-T-T-E, a magnificent bakery that is celebrating its first anniversary this January. We're thrilled to have them on the show. And because of that, they have very generously donating two gift certificates to two lucky KSRO Good Food Hour
listeners. I think it's you and I, isn't it?
We don't need to do a drawing. At the end of the show, we'll give away these two. Thank you for that. You're going to make two people very, very happy. We'll be right back after this. More bread talk as we start tasting some of these beautiful breads this morning.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
Do healthy eating habits fit into your New Year's resolution? Then shop the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market for fresh local produce. It's important to know where your food comes from, and you can meet the local farmers and ranchers who raise quality, locally grown food products for you to enjoy. At the market, you can savor a variety of delicious prepared foods. The market offers fresh local ingredients for healthy dinners, a variety of quality meats from beef, chicken, and pork to seafood, along with seasonal fruits and vegetables. Taste the local goat cheese from Two Rock Valley Goat Cheese. Sample the wonderful baked goods, jams, spices, and pastas. Everything you need to create memorable, healthy dinners is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Open year-round, rain or shine, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
With winter officially here, the team at Friedman's Home Improvement has you covered with a sale on products that winter is, well, for. Winter is for covering. So now through Sunday, January 21st, you can save 30 to 40% off tarps. Winter is for warming. Save $30 to $50 off top-selling heaters to keep you and your family warm all winter long. Winter is for organizing. Imagine having extra space and the perfect place for all your post-holiday goodies. Save 10 to 20% off storage shelves now. Winter is also for insulating, draining, sealing, pruning, and more. And our friends at Friedman's Home Improvement have you covered with their Winter is For sale on now through Sunday, January 21st. All this and more can be seen in-store and online at friedmanshome.com. Friedman's Home Improvement in Santa Rosa, Petaluma, Sonoma, and Ukiah. While supplies last, no prior purchase adjustments or additional discounts apply.
Right now, you have the power to save a life. Actually, you have the power to save three lives simply by donating one pint of blood. It's true. One pint of blood can help three people in need. And there's always a need. This month is National Donor Month, and Blood Centers of the Pacific invites you to be impulsive and do something that makes a difference. Commit to giving blood today. The process takes about an hour, but the impact you make could last a lifetime. Visit beimpulsive.org or call 888-393-GIVE.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Rain is on the way, mostly sunny today, though, at 54, 53 on the coast. Few clouds tonight, low 37, 39 on the shores. Rain returns for Sunday, about a half inch expected, high 49, 54 in Bodega Bay. A bit cloudy for Monday at 53, 55 on the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Esch, and we're with the owners of Goguette Bakery, G-O-G-U-E-T-T-E, in Santa Rosa. The Goguette named after the 18th century singing and dancing society in Paris and Belgium, which was news to me. Oh, do you hear the sound of that knife going through the bread? Isn't that a beautiful sound?
Yeah.
So what bread are we starting with, Najin?
So we're starting a pain de ville, which is our basic everyday bread. This pain de ville, we describe it as being a bigger baguette that you can keep longer. Of course, all of the sourdough breads, levain-based breads, they tend to keep much easier for at least a good 2-3 days. We only ask you never refrigerate your...
It can go right into the freezer when we pick it up at the bakery.
So long as it's not warm, yes.
So come to room temperature and then freeze it.
Would you, because the bread is so wonderful, if you were going to keep it for 3 days or something, so you've cut into it, then you put it not in plastic, but in a paper bag. Is that the best thing?
Typically, a linen or cotton bag would be the best thing to do. And then I usually suggest to put it in a drawer so that way it doesn't dry up. But of course, after 3 days, if you're not going to be consuming it, just putting it in the freezer, if you know, that would be best.
So what about spritzing it and putting it back in the oven? Is that a good idea or not? Or would you ruin the crust?
You can always warm it up, but I wouldn't necessarily put a lot of water because these breads are, again, highly hydrated. Usually this type of bread that people, they like the dry crust on the bread. Mm-hmm. So then the humidity that's in the middle of the bread tends to make it towards the outer layers. So heating it up 300 degrees.
Yeah, It's so interesting. You'll often ask people, I've seen you do this, both of you, do you want more crust or less crust?
Yes.
And what do people usually say?
You know, it's interesting. The research shows that 80% of the taste of the bread is in the crust. Most people are not used to it, so they ask for lighter crust. But once they get to taste a higher crust, they don't ever go back to the lighter crust.
It's like people eating barbecue for the first time. It's the bark. You really want the bark of the barbecue, of the rib, of the brisket, whatever it is. That's where a lot of the flavor lies.
So we also ask anybody who walks in, they say, well, what do you recommend? Which bread do you recommend? We ask what you're going to be eating, what wine are you going to be having, and then we make a suggestion of which bread that would go best with. And we ask you whenever you are cutting through this bread to cut it as you go. So don't slice it and leave it. Slice it as you go so it stays fresh. But second, do like you do with wine. Premier nez et deuxième nez. That means first one, you smell the crust and the crumb, and then you do a second one before you taste it.
That's beautiful. Talk about the search for the perfect oven. How did you determine what oven to buy?
So basically, having worked in various bakeries around the world, especially in France, so I was always looking for that for that perfect crust. And I came across a bakery in Aix-en-Provence, where I found that you know, all the breads, they looked really, really nice. I really like this, you know. And of course, it's not just the oven; it's the process, it's the fermentation, and. But I did some when time came for our bakery. So I kind of brought back all these bakeries that I had visited, notes that I had taken, and I contacted folks that make that oven in Aix-en-Provence. So it's made by Fringon. It's a company. It's a small company in the northeast of France. So. So when we placed the order for oven, they came and they brought all their pieces, a masonry oven. And the oven is it's like about 40-year-old design. It was initially built to work with a wood-burning chamber, but is adapted to work with more efficient and cleaner energy with gas. And so they brought all their bricks and the cement and all that, and they assembled it on at our location. Mm.
Can I say that they came in, he never told, okay, so being an engineer, he had Excel sheets. if it was up to me, I would just go mini manimo, just choose an oven, right? So he had all this Excel sheet, he chose it, they came in, he said it's going to be a big oven. A train container came in the day the rain started 2 years ago in October, and the two technicians walked in with helmet. It almost felt as if they were working for the space station. They had their gloves from France, everything, and they got going for 10 days. They worked on that oven.
It's remarkable. How big is the oven? Because these are some big, this is a big operation. How much bread can you put in these?
So, of course, oven is, you know, it takes a big portion of our bakery area is occupied by the oven. I believe it's like 8 by 11, the oven, the entire oven. And, of course, the baking surface is less than that. But depending on the size of the every loaf, we can at times load over 100 bread loaves in each bake.
So the first bread we've tasted, this is what it's called?
Pain de ville or city bread.
City bread.
Right.
And the next one you're slicing?
It is the pain de campagne. So Nas usually at the bakery, whenever he cuts through the bread, he goes, can you hear the crust? He sometimes asks me to stop the music.
So let's all be quiet.
So that pain de campagne has more whole grain in it. We usually recommend to have this more with beef stews, lamb. If you're having of a red wine, pâté, it will be a perfect combination.
We'll take a break at that point. We'll come back and we'll taste this bread as we continue our tasting with Go Get Bakery of Santa Rosa. Two of you are going to win gift certificates to this beautiful bakery at the end of the show today.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Another year has come and gone, and the whole family at Pronzini Christmas Tree Farms wants to send their warmest thanks and blessings to all their patrons and their families. In the last few months, the North Bay has gone through so many devastating challenges that have changed the lives of so many. But the new year gives us all the opportunity to work on the problems, failures, and disappointments in hopes of a new beginning for so many friends and families. The Bronzini family wishes for you that with a fresh start, new hope will bring wonderful new things. The family at Pronzini Christmas Tree Farms has been happily serving Marin and Sonoma County for the past 50 years and plans to continue the family legacy for years to come. Go to PronziniTrees.com and see what's coming in 2018. The family at Pronzini Christmas Tree Farms wishes a Happy New Year to all.
Do healthy eating habits fit into your New Year's resolution? Then shop the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market for fresh local produce. It's important to know where your food comes from, and you can meet the local farmers and ranchers who raise quality, locally grown food products for you to enjoy. At the market, you can savor a variety of delicious prepared foods. The market offers fresh local ingredients for healthy dinners, a variety of quality meats from beef, chicken, and pork to seafood, along with seasonal fruits and vegetables. Taste the local goat cheese from Two Rock Valley Goat Cheese. Sample the wonderful baked goods, jams, spices, and pastas. Everything you need to create memorable, healthy dinners is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Open year-round, rain or shine, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
No.
Nas, Najin, and the Salamati families with us, owners of Go Get Bakery in Santa Rosa. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash, as we try some of these extraordinary breads on today's show, celebrating their one-year anniversary this January. So it's interesting, you were mentioning off the air that even with the same recipe, the size and shape of the bread results in different flavor. Explain which bread you're speaking about today.
So we have in front of us, we have the olive bread and olive fougasse. Although they are the same dough, one is shaped as a loaf, the other one more like a flat bread. So, with the one that's like a loaf, we have more crumb structure in there. With the flat bread, we have less and we have more crust. So, with more crust, we have more of the that burnt or Maillard reaction, mm-hmm, where mm-hmm. sugars caramelize over on the bread. And that's why you get a different sensory with it.
Usually the fougasse, I recommend, especially if somebody is going to do an appetizer, they want to have something with a glass of rosé, it is a perfect thing to do. You just grab a piece of it. The green olive bread is mostly for sandwiches, for crackers, mm-hmm. and you will see the hydration is completely different.
Right.
He's going to cut that one open too. What are some of your customers use the bread for? What are some ideas that they come up with?
Sandwich. Of course, you hear a lot of accompaniment. It seems like the bread has become the starch, the carbohydrate of choice beside their meals. So they do ask us questions like, in France, what do people do? They don't eat much rice. Of course, they eat bread, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and in between. So most people are using it as a side dish, mm-hmm. or I could say as part of their meal. And because of the fact that the acidity is not overwhelming, the wine that they're drinking, mm-hmm. it's a perfect marriage to go with different meals. So,
You know, that's a concept that I think most Americans don't have a clue about the acidity and especially the acidity in bread and the acidity in wine. And I guess what you're looking for is a balance between those two things. One is not dominating the other.
Yes. Nass always says, I don't want my bread to be the king of the mm-hmm. table. I want it to be the soldier that is going to mm-hmm. help everything mm-hmm. else enhance mm-hmm. everything on the table.
We're just chewing bread. We're just eating bread.
So the pain de partage, the same concept of the Maillard reaction caramelization, if you look at the pain de partage, you see that the over 3 foot long bread, you would see that one, the crumb of it feels very different. Or the taste of it from pain de ville. Mm-hmm. Same mm-hmm. dough, but mm-hmm. of course the process is different.
Correct. So with pain de partage is a bread that we don't shape. So basically, again, the fermentation is in bulk fermentation, and we let it ferment overnight, and we just fold the dough right basically in front of the oven and bake it right away. Whereas our other breads, we hand shape them. Mm-hmm. They go through multiple folds and they go in baskets overnight shaping. Mm.
And when do you do the cheese bread? Is there one day a week that you use cheese?
So the cheese fougasse is the flat bread. We are doing that on Wednesday and cheese bread on Fridays.
And what kind of cheeses do you use?
We use Conte. Conte is basically I always say it's the French version of Gruyere. Mm-hmm. It has a nutty flavor to it, but is milder than the Swiss Gruyere that we are familiar with.
Do you like it? Do you like it? Mm-hmm.
The biggest difference, I think, of those breads that are probably the olive and the cheese is that the bulk fermentation that they do not hand shape this or pre-shape it the night before. They leave it in the bulk. So all the taste of Herbe de Provence, of the green mm-hmm. olives or the cheese, all gets into the dough. So even if you're eating the green olive bread that you don't have the pieces of the green olive, you can still taste mm-hmm. a little bit mm-hmm. of the olive and the Herbe de Provence.
And are you going to do any specialty breads? Talk about the saffron bread that you did over the holidays.
Yes. So Nass decided, since saffron, being the Persian saffron, is that also from the region of the Khorasan, the northeast, he, for the holidays, started adding the saffron into the Khorasan. So the Khorasan already has a yellow, nuttier flavor. Almost feels like you have added sugar or eggs in there, but of course it's naturally because it's an unmodified wheat of ancient grain. So he added some of the saffron in there, mm-hmm. and the taste of it was completely changed, and it became orange, especially during holidays when you have more turkey and the gravy mm-hmm. and everything mm-hmm. else went mm-hmm. perfectly with mm-hmm. those meals.
And are you going to use, or do you use any fruit or nuts in any of your bread?
So for right now, for holidays, again, we made the chocolate bread with hazelnuts mm-hmm. and candied orange that was very popular. So so we are thinking of, again, for perhaps the next holiday period to bring that back because the people really liked it.
So when is the next holiday period?
We're still discovering. We don't know. It's our first year.
Well, there's Valentine's Day.
Oh, my goodness.
Some special, I don't know, red bread of some kind.
So what are you working? I'm sure, because there are so many opportunities to do things, is there something that we haven't seen yet that you're working on?
So
that you can reveal?
Right now is, Of course, the ancient grain and milling is just we are basically starting on that, and einkorn definitely, like was mentioned earlier, einkorn is next bread, einkorn and spelt. We're going to put a lot of focus on that, and then a variation of rye. Wow. Right now, we have a 100% rye bread, and we see that there are a lot of rye bread fans in the area, and it's a bread that I really like. It has a lot of flavor, and so variation of rye bread, that's perhaps would be the next three breads that we're going to focus on.
So we need to tip people off that if they want to come and buy bread from you, right. Sometimes there can be a long line to get into the store, but you can order bread ahead. You still have to get in line to get it. But
so what's the best way to order bread?
So on our website, if you follow, there's always the breads for the week that you can order. Mm-hmm. We always make some available online and always some available for walk-ins. So that way they're not discouraged if they walk in. But, of course, if there is a line and people walk in and they ask 5 of this, 10 of that, 15 of these, it's not going to last until 5 o'clock that we're open 1:30 to 6. So by 5 o'clock, we might not have enough. So we recommend usually that everyone try to, if they can, pre-order or else we'll make some available.
Okay. When we come back, we'll give away a couple of gift certificates so people can try some of your beautiful bread.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio 103.5. 94.5 KSRO.
Hi, I'm Jeff Davis of On the Wine Road, here once again to talk to you about Smothers European Volvo and the Volvo S60 sedan. Are you considering a luxury car but not sure which direction to go? I'll tell you, the Volvo S60 offers a range of personalities. You can choose the S60 Inscription, which is spacious and refined. It provides the most rear seat legroom of any car in its class and offers fine leather seats, accent lighting, and genuine walnut inlays. The sporty S60 Dynamic exudes attitude with its bold exterior. It harnesses 240 horsepower and yet can get as much as 36 miles per gallon. And the S60 Cross Country offers a luxurious ride for those of you with an adventurous spirit. It's all-wheel drive with an 8-speed automatic transmission. Right now, you can pick up a 2018 S60 T5 Inscription for just $295 a month for 39 months with $3,475 down. Visit Smothers European Volvo and choose the S60 that fits your personality. They're on the Corbiato Road and SmothersEuropeanVolvo.com.
This month at Grayton Resort and Casino, we're giving away a new truck, cash, and more. Multiplier Wednesdays, get up to 7 times the points. On Thursdays, turn points into slot play and win up to $30,000 in prizes. And enter the Tundras and Cash giveaway on January 28th. You could win a Toyota Tundra. Plus, sign up for Grayton Rewards and you could get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at GraytonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Reward Center.
What are you doing to relax tonight? Watching some TV? Helping the kids with their homework? A little work around the house, maybe? You know, there's a better way to unwind. Why not take a vacation every day right at home in a luxurious Sundance Spa from Spa Land in Cotati? Immerse yourself into a space where worries will drift away. Meet the owners at Spa Land in Cotati and say goodbye to your aches, pains, and stress. Bring one home for your next everyday vacation. Visit them in Cotati across from Lowe's since 1983. SpaLand.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Okay, the magic moment has arrived. I will ask both Nas and Najin their favorite numbers between 1 and 12. Najin, you first.
7.
Caller number 7 and Nas?
5.
Caller number 5 and caller number 7 at 636-1350 will win. Each of you will win a $25 gift certificate to Go Get Bakery to experience the magic of this beautiful world-class bakery right in our hometown of Santa Rosa. Callers number 5 and caller number 7 at 636-1350. $13.50. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for these beautiful breads,
Thank
too.
Thank you.
Wow. What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite, John? I know you've experienced these breads for the past year.
I love the olive breads, and I love both the loaf and the fougasse. And you're right. They're so different from each other, both in terms of texture and mouthfeel, but flavor, you know. Who would think that would make that much difference?
I'm a big rye bread fan, to tell you the truth. I will buy rye bread because there's just no good rye bread around. That's the bottom line. So please continue to make great rye bread. And you mentioned off air there might be a small, tiny chance that you might experiment with this year a Lavon-based challah bread,
which
is very difficult to find also. You're not making it yet, may never make it, but you're you're fomenting that.
That's
you're
right.
Thinking
exactly.
About that.
That's one of the projects I'm working on, but down the road.
Thank you for coming in this morning. Continued
Thank
success.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, John Ash. Mm-hmm. We'll talk again next week where we'll be exploring the wines of Virginia and the East Coast in our annual wrap-up.
Do they make wine there?
They make wine in Virginia. Okay. So once a year, we look at the wines of the Eastern Atlantic Seaboard. That'll be next week on the Good Food Hour. I'm Steve Gardner. Stick around. Clark Wolf at the table following the news. This is KSRO.
FM News Talk, KSRO. K278CD, Santa Rosa. K233CM, Petaluma.